It is time for session number 8 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Your teacher today is E.A. Elam. When Brother Elam was alive, he wrote a number of Sunday school lessons, and I have a copy of that in this book. And I am reading from a lesson from January 8, 1922. Do you ever wish they taught Bible the way they used to? Well, here's how they used to do it. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad to bring this lesson. We're really coming to a close of the lesson that he wrote about on January 8, 1922. He is writing about Elijah the Tishbite and the time that he had been instructed to go to the widow Zarephath for his sustenance during a time of drought. By way of review, when he got to that widow and he asked her for a morsel of bread, she only had enough meal for one cake that she was going to make, and she and her son were going to eat that and die. But Elijah told her, "You make me a cake first, and then there'll be meal for her cake." And so that's what she did. And it tells us in 1 Kings 17 and verse 16 that the jar of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of oil fail, according to the word of Jehovah, which he spake by Elijah. Here are the explanatory notes that Elam wrote about that verse. It says, "The meal and the oil wasted not. The woman was faithful, and God kept his promise, according to the word of Jehovah, which he spake by Elijah." God was not only faithful to keep his promise, but thus Elijah proved to be a true prophet of Jehovah. The miraculous preservation of the meal and oil ceased so soon as food could be obtained in the ordinary way. While God works no miracles now on our behalf, yet through these circumstances, he teaches us that we should help the needy and help extend his kingdom among men, and that as we do this, he will help and bless us. Jesus says, "He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of the disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Matthew 10:41-42. Not only were the life of this woman and that of her son preserved, but when her son died, Elijah restored him to life. In her grief, she charged Elijah with bringing her sin to remembrance and slaying her son. But he carried her son to the upper chamber, and stretching himself three times upon the child, he prayed God that life might return, and the child's soul came into him again, and he revived. With her son alive again, she said to Elijah, "Now I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Jehovah in thy mouth is truth." 1 Kings 17:17-24. Well, that's the conclusion of the second lesson in this little book, the lesson for January 18th, 1922. And I'm going to proceed now with lesson number 3 that was prepared for January 15th, 1922. The title of this lesson is Elijah's Challenge of Baal Worship. The text is found in 1 Kings chapter 18, 20 through 24, and then we'll go to verse 30, and then verses 36 through 39. Let me read the text. 1 Kings 18, 20. So Ahab sent all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near unto all the people and said, How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of thy God, and I will call on the name of Jehovah. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said to the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was thrown down. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening oblation that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Jehovah fell, and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, Jehovah, he is God. Jehovah, he is God. This reading came from the American Revised Version, commonly called now the American Standard Version, that was copyrighted by Thomas Nelson and Sons in 1901. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is this. This is the victory that hath overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 and verse 4. This took place, this contest with Baal took place about B.C. 960 on Mount Carmel. Here's the introduction. A. Test of Elijah's faith. Ahab's kingdom was in the deepest darkness of idolatry and wickedness, for which it was suffering this drought and famine, as was learned in the last lesson. Jesus and James say the famine and drought continued 3 years and 6 months. That's Luke 4:25 and James 5:17. We know not just how long Elijah was at Cherith. He spent the remainder of the drought at Zarephath. In the 3rd year of the drought, God commanded Elijah, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab. He promptly obeyed God as usual, knowing that God, who had preserved him at Cherith and Zarephath, could save him from the wrath of Ahab. Prompt obedience to God always gives courage and strength. And I will send rain upon the earth. That is, after Elijah had stood before Ahab and the contest which followed was over, God sent a famine as a challenge to Baal and his worshipers, and as chastisement to the people for Baal worship. Baal was the god of production and fertility, and if he could not send rain and cause the earth to produce rich harvest, then he was nothing, and the people were worshiping a vain thing. When they learned this, they would return to Jehovah. But Ahab did not repent. In the distress of this famine, Ahab directed Obadiah to go through the land in search of water and grass. He and Obadiah divided the land between themselves and went through it, one going in one direction and the other in another. when the wicked Jezebel was trying to exterminate the prophets of Jehovah, Obadiah hid 150 in a place, in caves, and fed them with bread and water. Passing through the country, Obadiah met Elijah. Elijah directed him to go tell Ahab that Elijah was there. Obadiah declined, knowing that Ahab wanted to punish Elijah for the famine, and thinking that God, as he had protected Elijah before, would again remove him out of Ahab's reach, and Ahab would then kill him for allowing Elijah to escape. But Elijah assured Obadiah that he would not disappear. Obadiah believed Elijah, went to meet Ahab, and told him what Elijah had said. Ahab went to meet Elijah. As soon as Ahab saw Elijah, with impertinent and shameless bravado that only disclosed his inherent weakness and contemptibleness, he said, "Is it thou, thou troubler of Israel?" With shameless boldness, he made this bare attempt to turn the tables on Elijah by accusing him of being the criminal. The enemies of Jesus and the apostles tried this very trick of Satan. They accused Jesus of having a demon, of raising insurrections and things like that. And they accused Paul of stirring up the mobs which they had raised. The same tactics are still resorted to. Elijah met Ahab's charge with a direct denial, saying, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and thou hast followed the Balaam." These sins brought all these troubles. Elijah reproved the sinners and announced the coming famine. Many now turn from God's order and true worship. His faithful servants, like Elijah, opposed all such departures, and trouble and divisions arise. Then those who introduce the departures accuse the ones who oppose them of causing the trouble and producing the division. God has preserved this charge of Ahab and Elijah's reply to forever settle the question of who troubles Israel. The true servant and friend of God today is the one who maintains God's order of things. Here are the explanatory notes for 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 20 beginning. Number 1, Elijah's challenge. While the wicked Jezebel supported these false prophets at her table, she slew with the sword all of God's prophets, denying the charge that he was the troubler of Israel and showing that Ahab had caused all the trouble by forsaking the commandments of God and maintaining the worship of Baal. Elijah then challenged Ahab to the contest of our lesson between Baal and Jehovah by the majesty of right and the authority of Jehovah speaking through him. Elijah issued the following order to Ahab: "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of Asherah 400 that eat at Jezebel's table." Ahab accepted the challenge and obeyed the order, and sent unto the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. It seems the prophets of Asherah did not attend this contest, if you look at verses 22 and 40. Neither did the wicked queen. It doubtless required several days to collect this assembly. Then Elijah came near to the people and said, "How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." We're going to have to end this lesson today at this point, and we'll take up at the next class time. And so, as the old schoolmaster would say, this concludes this session of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you may now be dismissed.